Well, in our last very exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior had decided to become the first man to fly the Atlantic.
Things are a little slow around the commissioner's office.
The commissioner and his secretary quickly agreed with this plan and swiftly arranged a rousing send-off for the winged warrior at the great Midland City Airport.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Gee, this is certainly neat Sunday.
And not much later, along the ocean's edge, with a large crowd of Midland citizens looking on.
Boy, it must be about 15 people here.
The wonderful white-winged warrior carefully buttoned up his full-length yellow raincoat with matching hood, noting as he did this,
I wore this raincoat all through grade school.
Prompting the masked mother to embrace her son, the feathered fighter, with the words,
Be a good boy and don't dawdle along the way.
No, Mother. Well, so long, Commissioner.
Yes. Why don't you shove off now?
Okay. Goodbye, Mayor.
Why don't you shove off now?
Right. So long, Miss Helfinger.
And with these final farewells accomplished, the fantastic fowl turns and slowly climbs a large 14-story tower constructed along the ocean's edge especially for this Atlantic adventure.
So long, everybody.
Climb faster, winged warrior.
And as the winged warrior finally reaches the tip-top of the tower,
jump, winged warrior.
And the winged warrior lifts his arm. And clapping them vigorously against his raincoat, he leaps from the 14-story tower. And plunges immediately into the ocean below.
I was wondering why I was standing here holding his wings.
Wow! Have the maternal marauder, the commissioner, the mayor, et al. Kissed Chicken Man in vain?